Sat in the garden, mind slightly humming. It's amazing how we find the cures for our ailments. And today, I've been actively involved in a chemistry of sorts, which I think may well have cured certain ailments which are a result of not really sleeping that well for the last couple of nights. Early starts, late nights, with sporadic interruptions in between. But at this moment in time, I'm feeling pretty cool. In fact, I can almost see the molecular structure of every solid structure around me. Why? Well, I think I've actually really truly become a coffee snob now. I know a few coffee snobs, or at least people who really, really take the time to make their perfect coffee the way that they like it. I Am Brian Jones is one. I remember being at the Llama Tree Festival, either the last year or the year before, and seeing him create a pretty awesome cup of coffee from a cafetiere and a camp stove with a saucepan in the middle of a very, very muddy field, because that is just the way he liked it. Some people would have gone to the local food people and said, coffee please, but he knows as well as I know, you're never going to get it just the way you like it. And I've been hanging around quite a lot with Chris from Express Coffee. He's Express Coffee on Twitter. Tested coffee machines, and when it comes to that quick early morning hit, a one button, I'm half asleep press, and a bean to cup machines, he's supplied me and enabled me to test some of the best you could possibly get. Not as affordable as your bog standard cafetiere. Some of these machines run into the thousands of pounds. The one I've got at the moment, really, really nice. It's about 1,500 quid. But today, in my search for the perfect portable coffee kit, I've been using the Hampresso, but you can only really make espressos with that. And it's kind of hit and miss. It does produce a great espresso, but sometimes you just would like a longer cup of coffee. And so after putting it off for ages and ages and knowing there only seems to be one option out there, people like Brian and people like Christian Hambley on Twitter telling me, go on, get an AeroPress, go on, get an AeroPress. And what are they, 20 quid for what is effectively a very ingenious plastic tube with a bung and a filter at the bottom? And recently at the Bushcraft show, I saw a couple for sale for about 15 quid. Wish I'd grabbed one there, because yesterday whilst browsing the web, I forked out a little bit more than 20 quid because there was something called the Pro Kit. And what this involved was the AeroPress, a ceramic grinder, the best handheld ceramic grinder you can get from Japan, your stirrer, your funnel, your coffee measurer, your electronic scales. Oh yes, we're talking precision here. A whole deck of filters, a digital timer, and a liquid thermometer. So I was kind of going from memory what I thought makes a good coffee, and I think I put about 15 to 20 grams of coffee beans into the grinder, ground that through, dropped it into the Hampresso, added water at exactly 80 degrees centigrade. It might have been a little cooler than it should be. I think that's about right. Pushed it through, taking about 30 seconds to let the air push the coffee through the filter at the bottom. And I'm not joking, I got the purest, smoothest cup of black gold I remember having from any handheld device. And it was just a case of drinking it after that. I didn't really look at the gauge on the side of the I think I must have had equivalent to 3 strong espressos. That's why I can see the molecular structure and everything around me. But this little kit now I've got in a bag so that I can take it with me when I go away and have the room for the perfect coffee kit. And there's something very satisfying about the scales and the thermometer and all the paraphernalia. It is really geeky, isn't it? And I kind of missed the coffee theatre, which is the same, I guess, as the ritual of making good tea in a teapot. But now I've got that back. But this theatre is more like a scene from, I don't know if you've ever seen the Breaking Bad. Highly recommend if you haven't seen the series Breaking Bad. But where they're making the perfect and ultimate methamphetamine, I'm making the perfect and ultimate legal rush in a cup. And yeah, I guess this is an advertisement for the hand presso and the perfect cup of coffee. Because I'm liking it a lot. Right, I'm going to go for a walk in the garden and stare at the flora and fauna.